Breakfast with a side of news. The Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour is live on WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
Sometimes you hear about the Rotary, and it's an entity that we're familiar with, right? But we don't always know all the ins and outs and what they really do. And so I wanted to talk to the Milford Rotary today and the incoming president. Early congratulations to you, Lorna.
Thank you.
Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks.
First of all, how do you become the president of the Rotary? That's pretty impressive. And you start in July, is my understanding?
That's correct. Mm-hmm. It's a year-to-year thing.
Very cool.
We start by... you join the Rotary, somebody asks you in, or you hear about us, or you drop in on an event, and you can sign up anytime, because our group is very concentrated on service above self, which is the Rotary motto, and we start by, getting to know each other, and then if the board of directors sees that there's a person that's, really gung-ho, and really wants to help the community, or they even just ask if they can start, you get voted in as secretary, and you move up to VP, and then president-elect, which I am now.
Yes.
And then that just, so it's four steps is what we call it.
That's amazing. And I mean, again, I want to just reiterate that the Rotary, that's something that I think a lot of communities are familiar with. They've heard about it, but they may not even actually realize what you guys do. What does the Milford Rotary do?
Well, Rotary in general, Rotary International, there's over 4 million members in 46,000, I can't remember the stat, but it's worldwide. It's huge in India, wonderful in Connecticut, in Milford specifically. We do projects that help the community. We kind of adopt, if you will, a certain groups, such as the last one that spoke, second to last one. And
Milford Prevention.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Sure.
And,
okay.
And we have them come and speak to us, and we see perhaps we can fit them in the budget to give a donation. I'm wearing our lobster bake shirt because we've got that coming up. I'm out of order here.
You're fine. Are you kidding? Welcome to my brain, Lorna. Oh. I'm always out of order. That's why I love the diner tour. I could be talking politics 1 minute, birds the next minute. It's fine. It's perfectly fine. You're crushing it.
So this weekend we are collecting food at the Stop and Shop on East Town Road.
Okay.
And that will be specifically to give to Food to Kids. And they are an organization that you should probably talk to.
Yes. I've heard a lot about Food to Kids. Yes.
It's really amazing. So we're collecting food, and they'll come and pick it up and distribute it to kids for their weekend meal, as opposed to, the only meal they get is in school.
Wow. So that's a big deal.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask this question, Lorna, and it's probably a tough one, but I'm going to ask anyways. Could you imagine a world without the Rotary?
Wow.
Right?
Probably not. This started back in 1905. Milford Rotary started 101 years ago.
Yes. I was going to say, you guys just celebrated your centennial last year.
Yes, and we have members that are great-grandchildren of the man that started it in Milford. So we're very excited about that.
Oh, my gosh. That gives me, goosebumps. That's incredible.
Yes, very much so.
Wow.
This weekend we're collecting food from 10 to 2 at the Stop and Shop. June 1st, we are going to be on New Haven Avenue in the Spectrum parking lot. We're doing collecting electronics and
Recycling them. Because you can't just toss them out. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And we have that for papers as well. So if you have a collection of papers, we don't charge very much, and people are sometimes surprised that we are, but it's completely for community adventures.
You're angels who walk among us, essentially. I know you're gonna be humbled and say no, but that's what you sound like. People who are part of the Rotary, that's amazing.
And there's 65 members in our particular club.
Wow.
We have a sister club that's in Devon.
Devon, yeah.
They do a Wednesday morning event, I believe. And we meet on Thursdays at SBC at noon. If anybody's interested, just stop by, or you can always go on milfordrotary.org, and that's our website.
And we'll put that on our website. Yeah. When's the lobster bake, though? I mean, right? You and I were sharing one brain. Oh, yeah. You knew it. I was like, we're going to run out of time and not talk about the lobster bake. When is that?
The lobster bake is going to be August 2nd this year, so we won't compete with Woodmont Day, and we won't compete with the Oyster Festival
because
it's really changed.
Yes.
But the tickets are available online. You can get them through milfordrotary.org as well. See signs all over the place. We have a QR code you can download, and I can't believe we're in our 47th year.
I know.
So we must be doing something right.
I think so. Yeah. I mean, I know so.
This money goes specifically to scholarships for the schools.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So, and they're
that's
always
great.
Very appreciative.
So, yeah, I would imagine so. I think that's wonderful. Well, I want to thank you, Lorna. Again, the incoming president, I hope it's a fantastic year. I'm sure it's going to be. We've got a great year.
You have a lot of support. There are a lot of former presidents in the club still, so it's really very helpful, and I love them all.
Well, the Milford Rotary, we love you guys, too, and all the work that you do. Thank you so much, and thanks for being part of our diner tour.
Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Again, Lorna, who is the incoming president for the Milford Rotary, and our final guest for the Milford stop number 3 of the WICC Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour. I want to quickly thank, of course, Brown Roofing, our title sponsor, as well as Maritime Chevrolet, Connecticut Education Association, and AARP Connecticut. Don't miss our next stop, which is going to be in Norwalk. Next week, we're going to be at Silver Star Diner, and that is stop number 4, but we still have another 3 stops after that. If you want to check any of those locations, make sure you check out voiceofct.com under Melissa in the Morning. And also, if you want to catch up on anything today, also go to voiceofct.com.